Prayer for God's Provision in Times of Need by Debbie McDaniel. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Sometimes the needs in our lives seem to mount up high. Maybe you're waiting or have been praying for help, for a breakthrough. Maybe you feel like it's been slow in coming, or that you can't see a way out of your current situation. Maybe the needs seem to far outweigh the reality you're living in. You've lost hope, feel alone in the struggle, and the weight of stress seems too hard to keep shouldering. Whatever the need, physical, spiritual, financial, emotional, relational, his truth reminds us that he's got this thing, whatever it is, that concerns you. He is able, fully, to provide what you need. And my God will meet, supply, provide for, accomplish, complete all your needs, necessities, tasks, according to his glorious, bright, majestic splendor, riches, wealth, abundance, in Christ Jesus. Our God, who created the entire world and designed you and I with such purpose and intent, can provide, will provide, out of his richness, fullness, wealth, and treasure for every single need we have. He gives favor. He lines up our pathways to be in the right place at the right time. He miraculously accomplishes so many things for us every day that we may not even be aware of. And he will bend over backwards just to give to you out of his riches, whether we realize it or not, because he loves us. We will never outgive the richness of God for us, because his provision is really not based on us. It's based on his character, and he is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. Resting there today, right smack in the middle of this abundance. Hope you are too. Grace. Dear God, we thank you that no situation is too far out of your control to provide. For you are Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. We thank you that you own it all and hold everything in your hands. We thank you that you know our needs before we even ask, before we even come to you. You are aware of all that concerns us, and you have a plan. You hold the provision, you have the solution. You alone can move mountains to make a way for your children. We ask for your answer, in your timing, in your plan, to be given for every need that weighs our hearts down. Forgive us for doubting you, for worrying, and for trying so hard to work everything out on our own. Help us to trust you more. Help us in our unbelief. We choose to recognize and to believe that you are able to accomplish far more, to do far greater than we even thought possible. We thank you in advance for your miracles, for paving out pathways, for your provision for those who love you. Thank you for the abundance of blessing and goodness you have already stored up. We trust you this day and every day, and are so grateful for your power and joy that fills our lives. Thank you for teaching us to be content in all circumstances. We love you, Lord. We're leaning on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.